This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, during his visit to Motihari, Bihar, development works worth 7,200 crore rupees will be dedicated to the nation or their foundation stones would be laid. He said these works cover software technology parks, four new Amrit Bharat trains, road projects and more. He said these projects will open doors of opportunities for the people. Mr. Modi also said that at the program in Durgapur, West Bengal, he will lay the foundation stones for various works and also inaugurate projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. The projects cover sectors like oil and gas, power, railways, roads. Mr. Modi said that today he will be addressing a rally in Durgapur. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimishapriya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month. On NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson said India is closely following the developments. He reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has asserted that India is not concerned about sanctions on Russian crude as there are enough supplies in the market. Speaking at Urja Vartha 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stated that India will import oil from wherever it is available at the cheapest price. He highlighted that this is the new India where the government is not driven by pressure but by impact. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. He informed that these are not only functioning in cities but also extended to remote areas of the country. He added that all these Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are also equipped with teleconsultancy facilities.
हम लोगों ने तय किया है कि हर व्यक्ति का 30 साल की उम्र में उसका डेंटल चेकअप, मेंटल चेकअप, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ हमारा डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा। तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया है। मैं यहाँ ये भी बताना चाहता हूँ कि मेडिकल इनोवेशंस का हम किस तरीके से उपयोग कर रहे हैं। हम लोगों ने एवरी आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर को टेली कंसल्टेंसी से जोड़ दिया है।
The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore and 8 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. The commission in a statement said that with just 8 days left and so far 89.7% of the existing electors have given their enumeration form to be included in the draft electoral roll to be published on 1st of next month. It added that any elector can also check the status of their enumeration form either on ECI Net app or on its website. Special camps are also being set up in this regard in all the 5,683 wards of all 261 urban local bodies of Bihar. Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel DSV INS Nistar at Vishakhapatnam today. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Vishakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defense manufacturing. With contributions from 120 MSMEs and more than 80% of indigenous content, the vessel stands as a testament to India's capability to construct technologically advanced platforms that meet global standards. Displacing more than 10,500 tons, the vessel is nearly 120 meters long and 20 meters wide. Its primary roles include deep sea diving operations and rescue missions for distressed submarines. Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the 65kg men's freestyle category at the Polyak Imre and Varga Janos Memorial 2025 wrestling tournament in Budapest, Hungary. The Indian wrestler produced a clinical performance in the final to beat four-time European medalist Ali Rahimzadeh of Azerbaijan 5-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.